This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I want to tell you a story. I don't like Twitter. I don't like Twitter at all. And then earlier this week, something happened on Twitter. Completely caught me off guard. I mean, and it's one of my peers. If we knew each other, if we had known each other prior to this, we would have been colleagues. And hopefully we are colleagues now. But he noticed that I had taken a shine to one of the articles he wrote, because if you haven't ever heard me say this, I'll say this for you now. I'm not the newsmaker. I'm not the opinion maker. I'm a commentator. And I'm giving you opinion. I'm not out here trying to... I don't write. I do think, but I can't put it to paper. But that's where my next guest, the way we hooked up, is sort of cool, because I've always been social media. That's for kids. Well, maybe not. Joining us for the first time from the Rich Loges Show is Rich Loges. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. Good evening. Thank you so much for having me on. First time. It's my great pleasure. And thank you so much for discussing my recent Mark Cuban discusses the Second Amendment article. If we put Mark Cuban on Constitution Shark Tank, we'd send his butt right back to the green room in about 5 seconds. And because, you know, when he comes on the show, you know, I respect Mark Cuban as an entrepreneur, and you know, he's had a lot of business success. And when all the contestants go in front of the Shark Tank investors, Mark Cuban asks them about ROI and how much have you sold. And so with Mark Cuban, when it comes to the Second Amendment, I would just do the same he does in business. I would ask him various questions about the Constitution and our civics. And what you'd find, and everyone would find, is he'd fail spectacularly at it.
The thing that struck me, and what really struck me about this, is that it seems like every person that gets moments of fame, whether they're long moments or they're very short moments, or if they have a TV show or if they've been in a movie or something, they go from being unknown to, when they become known, all of a sudden they become authorities on various subjects, whichever one they want to pick. And then they talk a bunch of junk, and wouldn't you think that somebody like Mark Cuban, I mean, this guy's a billionaire. He obviously is smart enough to know what he's doing when he's doing it. Wouldn't you think that that kind of mindset would say, I need to do a little bit of research before I open my mouth on this, because I don't know what I'm talking about?
Well, I break it down, Bill, like this, and I guess you could say this about all people as a whole, but it's especially true about Democrats. Now, Mark Cuban would say, but I'm not a Democrat, even though he was an ardent supporter of Hillary Clinton. If you recall, Hillary Clinton had Mark Cuban as her guest at one of the debates against then-candidate Trump. So Mark Cuban supporting Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, makes him a Democrat. So when you look at Democrats, there's only really two types, Bill. There are those who believe the bull dung coming out of their mouths, and they're the ones who don't. In the case of Mark Cuban, I actually think he believes the bull coming out of his mouth. The only Democrats who scare me more than the ones who don't believe it are the ones who do. And I don't doubt that if Mark Cuban had the power, the authority, he would do exactly what he said he wants to do. Rewrite the Second Amendment, essentially whitewash it and write it out of our history. And he particularly got wrong his third prong, because he talked about, let's put in the Second Amendment, let's update it, and let's say that every American has the right to a firearm. Number two, let's put language in that the government cannot confiscate firearms. And then number three, let states essentially do whatever they want when it comes to firearm rights. Well, point number one, that's very clearly stated already in the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's pretty clear. Number two, tonight, to write in there in the Second Amendment in an update that the government cannot confiscate, I have no problem with that language, but it's superfluous. But number three is where you really see the inner tyranny come out when Mark Cuban talks about this issue. Because what Mark Cuban does is, and unfortunately, Bill, the Democrats have been getting away with treasonous amounts of infringement in the last many, many decades. Mark Cuban, I guarantee you, does not know that our 10th Amendment, which is known as the States' Rights Amendment, the Democrats have used the 10th Amendment to infringe upon firearm owners' rights all across the country. I'll just give you an example. I live in Florida. I'm a resident here. If I took a legally owned firearm to New York State, legally owned, purchased it the normal way, I took it into New York State, New York State considers me a criminal. The 10th Amendment does not usurp any other constitutionally guaranteed right, Bill.
That's right.
But Mark Cuban, he regurgitates that usual debunk Democrat and D-Mike, Democrat media industrial complex lie, myth, and conspiracy theory that states can they can invoke their own sovereignty. It's amazing on the Second Amendment, Democrats all of a sudden have become ardent supporters of states' rights. It's astounding. It's miraculous.
Yeah, they do. I was waiting for you to get to that part where the 10th Amendment doesn't usurp any of the other rights or anything like that. Yeah, and that's what that whole illustration, that whole spotlight on that I'm a celebrity, so listen to me kind of thing. I don't know why more people don't do that. Maybe because some of them are like Alyssa Milano. I mean, you'd never write an article on her, would you? I mean, that's not even worth your time.
I think a person like Mark Cuban is because I wouldn't. And the reason I went at Mark Cuban is because, number one, he talked about an issue that is very near and dear to my heart as an American. And number two, Mark Cuban, all things considered, though, he is a serious person when it comes to his persona,
yeah,
his business background. You know, he does bring some credibility when it comes to business. But what once he decided, though, to enter our world, you know, our world of politics, our world of America First nationalist constitutional liberties, these are not rights that come from government. See, Mark Cuban thinks just like essentially every other Democrat. I won't say every single one, but essentially most of them.
Right.
They believe that rights come from government. That is not true. Our rights, some believe, come from God, but I believe they come from God, but some don't believe that, irrespective of whether they believe they're from God or not.
I think the Founding Fathers thought that our rights, our ten rights that we came with, I think that they predated the Constitution and the Bill of Rights according to the Founding Fathers. I think that's what they think. We're coming up on the first break. If you would, tell them how to find all things Rich Logis, because we're going to go into something else in the next minute here.
Thank you for that. Everyone can find all of my podcast videos, all the articles, Second Amendment, and everything else we do at therichlogisshow.com. Make sure you get on, subscribe, get you on our newsletter twice a week. I promise we don't spam, don't sell any info. You can find us at therichlogisshow.com.
Logis, spelled L-O-G-I-S. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, you know, I noticed something that somebody did, then they noticed what I did with it, and here we are today. Joining us this evening from Florida is writer and radio broadcaster Rich Loges. Welcome back again, sir. You wrote a really good article, and I've said this many times, and it parallels exactly what John Lott says. The problem is not an epidemic of gun violence. It's an epidemic of Democratic mayors, isn't it?
Okay, so thank you, Bill, for bringing this up, because this is one of the quintessential Democrat and D-Mike, Democrat media industrial complex lie, myth, and conspiracy theory when they talk about gun violence. So the anti-Second Amendment movement, and I'm going to use the word movement, but there are really many, many movements within. These are movements that are predominantly funded by multimillionaires, gazillionaires, billionaires, such as a Michael Bloomberg. And they're very good at this. And this is a great opportunity for all of us to break down the narratives and really look at the four. I always say on my show that there's always a fourth dimension going on. You see what's going on in front of you, what's said, what's done. That's the third dimension. But there's always this next level behind it. Something's happening. And I always try to bring it into the forefront. It's like in Hamlet and Shakespeare, where there's the mousetrap, the play within the play. So what the Democrats and the D-Mike Democrat media industrial complex do very well, they've done it for many, many years with their propaganda techniques and gaslighting, et cetera, is they take these individual pockets of gun data, they accumulate it all together, they create one lump sum, and then they say America has this gun violence epidemic, and they produce all of these astoundingly beautiful, eye-popping, colorful charts. In reality, now, again, there's Truman Show, where Democrats live, the world of make-believe and fantasy. And then there's this odd place, Bill, we all inhabit called the real world. When you actually look at gun violence rates around the country, overwhelmingly, the rates are highest in cities that have been run by Democrat mayors only, and supermajority Democrat city councils for tens of thousands of consecutive days. And there are so many to choose from. You've got, as an example, Baltimore. The city of Baltimore, which is one of the 50th deadliest cities on planet Earth, not just the United States, Bill, on planet Earth, the city of Baltimore. A lot of gun violence there.
Right.
Amongst the highest rates. The city of Baltimore has been run only. What I'm about to say is not believable, but it's true. Only Democrat mayors, only Democrat city council men and women for the last 18,000 consecutive uninterrupted days. City of Philadelphia, great place. I love visiting it. I'm from the Northeast originally. Only Democrat mayors, supermajority Democrat city council members, 20,000 consecutive days. Chicago, all the time we read about Chicago. City of Chicago, only Democrat mayors, supermajority Democrat city councils, 30,000 consecutive uninterrupted days.
To put that, Bill,
in perspective.
Yes, please. Yes.
The Democrats have run Chicago longer than Stalin ran the Soviet Union, longer than the Castros in Cuba, the Kims in North Korea, and for longer than slavery was legal in the United States. Sorry to interrupt, but I just have to give that out there for listeners.
Well, no, that's exactly what I wanted you to do. That's exactly what I wanted you to do, to give it the context. Now, we know that, I believe, 83% of all gun homicide is based upon drug deals, right?
Drug deals, some illegal form of gun ownership.
Right.
As well as gang violence. Sometimes all the above or some combination thereof.
We also know that
actually, Bill, that's right. So that's right.
I think 54% of all crime occurs in 2% of the counties in the United States.
The 2% I'm not certain of, I'll tell you, it's not that far off. Not that far off. Because here's another, that's actually as a great segue into a related point. So, and this is, let me just preface by saying what I'm about to say, I agree, is a bona fide public health crisis. Our suicide rates have been increasing for years. So here's what the Democrats, the billionaire funded gun control, anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment movements, and the D-Mike Democrat media industrial complex do. They take suicidal death by firearm, lump them into the entire total of all gun deaths across the country. I've written about this. It's at my site, therichlogeshow.com, where I talked about how people like Bloomberg, Shannon Watts, who's with the Moms Demand, Common Sense, Gun Control, they add this in, and what they do is they exploit the deaths of people who committed suicide, which is a tragedy, public health crisis. They exploit the deaths of those who kill themselves by firearm, and the way they exploit it is they not only spit on the graves of those who died, they seek to use that data to drum up all the bloodthirst, all the anti-Second Amendment bloodthirst to infringe upon the rights of everybody else. That's what they do, Bill, because the Democrats cannot win on facts. They can't win on the data. They can't even win on the law. If they could win on the law, they wouldn't need judicial activists all across the country. And it's a disgrace. It really disgusts me that we would take data from those who killed themselves with firearms, exploit them, and then seek to infringe upon the rights of others. Instead of Moms Demand Common Sense Gun Control, why not Moms Demand Suicide Prevention? It seems to me they're getting it wrong.
Yeah, they are. Coming up on the next break, I really like that article. I actually used that one too, Rich. Back in 2018 sometime, after it came out, I actually used that one. So, yeah, I'm just going down memory road. Anyway.
Thank you for that.
Real quick, tell people how they find Rich Loges.
Thank you. You can find me at therichlogeshow.com, L-O-G-I-S, therichlogeshow.com. My podcast, all my articles, all my content, you can find there.
Just as another point of context, he points out that the nation has only existed for 88,000 days. Things to think about. We'll be right back. My guest is Rich Loges, and this is Lock and Load. Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm. I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a White House event on Friday, the president claimed millions of Americans will benefit from high-quality and affordable health care.
Many of these options are already reducing the cost of health insurance premiums by up to 60%.
The president also says that the Republican plans will cover pre-existing conditions. President Trump says there's no doubt Iran was behind the attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Now, the Iranians are denying the reports that they're behind anything, but the U.S. military has released a video that appears to be showing an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from a Japanese-owned tanker. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds us of why all this is happening.
We put the Ayatollah in a box. We got out of the Iran agreement. We put sanctions on Iran. We're breaking the economy of Iran. We're breaking their back economically, and they're fighting back, pushing back, trying to break our will.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to broadcaster and writer Rich Logis. Once again, I mean, he just popped up on the on Twitter. I saw something he had done, which I've actually seen a lot of his stuff over the course of the years, and to have him on the show is just, I'm glad you reached out. I hope we can do this more often.
Well, anytime, Bill. It's my pleasure. Anytime you want to have me on. I love talking about these issues. So important when it comes in the grand context of everything. The war is just getting started. It's going to be long and arduous. A lot of people think 2016 was the end of it. It wasn't. It was the beginning to take this country back, reform this nation back to the kind of country our founders envisioned. Self-rule, self-governing, self-regulating. And that's the difference, really, Bill, between our side and the Democrats. The Democrats believe that people should fear the government. When people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears we the people, there is liberty.
Right.
There's really two sides of this. And, there's a third side, Rich. Let's be neutral. Well, I've never been in the military. I know many people, Bill, but heroic. Our production team at our show, so many others I know, friends, family. If any of those individuals had been neutral in war, they'd have been the first one in the line of fire.
Well, what I find a lot of gun companies that want to be neutral, right? They don't want to get into the politics, which I always point out to them. Well, you may not be interested in getting into politics, but you can really bet that the politics are interested in you and everything you do. And if they don't know you yet, that's a temporary measure. It's a temporary dynamic going on. So you had better get involved in it, because I look at the Second Amendment, and you tell me what you think about this. I look at the left, and I see this template. They're always using this template. It's the same template for climate change, same template for, and it reminds me of that movie Mean Girls. You remember that, when the gym teacher says, if you touch each other, you're going to get chlamydia and die. So, you know, if you don't give us all your money and all your power and we don't affect climate change, you'll die. If you don't let us ban these guns and check everything in your life, you'll die. Same template over and over again. So I look at all things in the political world that lead back to, on the left side, they always just want to disarm us so they can move us to the next step. And I appreciate the fact that you, and I don't know how, see, I look at myself as sort of a gun talker, and I see a lot of people that do write about the gun issue, but their writing is so vague. Well, it's not vague, but it's sort of general, whereas you get in there and you actually do the work and you do the details. So I fully appreciate the stuff that you do. I really do.
Well, it's my pleasure, Bill, and thank you for saying that. And I admittedly, when I started up my show a little over a year ago, I'm a former journalist. Years ago, I was a reporter for a little small weekly paper in New York, not the city, but suburbs in New York City. Great experience, learned a lot. I was never really an anti-gun person, but as I got older and got a family and realized that, you know, hugging terrorists doesn't really work. You start to understand more what the founders really intended. And the Second Amendment is a narrative that I sort of just intuitively stumbled into. What I've come to realize about it is, when I do my own self-assessment on this, the Second Amendment, of all of our rights, all of our amendments, the Second Amendment truly stands out for, unfortunately, not such a great reason when it comes to the Democrats. The Second Amendment is where Democrat judicial activist tyranny and their own ideological tyranny, where it most manifests themselves. Yes, it shows in their disdain for other constitutionally guaranteed rights, such as freedom of speech, freedom of religion, due process. Democrats disdain states' rights. They only love it when they can use it to infringe. But the Second Amendment, that's the right that has long provoked the most anti-liberty bloodthirstiness amongst Democrats. I did a segment up last month, and I cited everything going on right now with abortion and the Hyde Amendment. And now you've got these 2020 declared candidates saying, let's do away with the Hyde Amendment, which is a law of longstanding, many decades in place, that states that federal funds, i.e. our money, cannot be used for abortion unless it's to save the life of the mother, rape, or incest. And now you have Uncle Joe Biden and Booker and Warren and Cuckoo Kamala Harris. Let's do away with it. And my response to that is, if we're going to use federal funds to pay for all abortions at any time, then I must have access to federal funds to pay for my firearms, because the right to keep and bear is very clearly stated in that one sentence, Second Amendment, written by James Madison, who intentionally kept that sentence terse because he knew the more words, the more the government could use to infringe upon our rights. And I did a segment entitled Machine Guns Are Constitutional. I have never had a Democrat to this day make a compelling argument to me why automatic rifles should be illegal. Never. I've never actually heard it. No one has.
Well, they wouldn't know what they were talking about anyway.
Zero. Assault weapon. I've heard these terms. I've heard these terms, semi-full automatic. Again, it's Truman Show. I have an article I did at the RichLogieShow.com. I said the Democrat Truman Show world. And for those who remember that movie, Jim Carrey lives an entire scripted life. And when he discovers at the end of the film that his entire life was fantasy, he shuns the make-believe world for the real world. the reality of the world. The problem is so many of the Democrats on the other side, they are truly living in that world. And what's actually quite frightening about this bill is that, you know, I said in the outset that there's those who do and don't believe what they say. A lot of the Democrat voters, I'm not defending their ignorance, please understand, but a lot of the Democrat voters don't even realize that they ascribe to tenets of Sharia theocracy and Nazism, socialism, and communism, and Stalinism, and Vladimir Lenin. Who's that? It was McCartney with them? Exactly. They don't know. They don't realize that they're ascribing to so many and adhering to so many of these tenets. The Democrat ideology is an amalgam of the worst mass murdering, mass suffering ideologies in world history. And it's the basis of one of our two major political parties. If that doesn't keep anyone up at night, I don't know what else will.
Well, we haven't even got this. This is, you know, I have talked about the very same stuff that he's talking about now and probably got it from him to begin with to gestate the thought. So we're going to keep this up. We got one more segment in this hour. Tell them again, Rich Loges, how do you find the Rich Loges stuff?
Thank you, Bill. Our podcast, videos, articles, everything, all of our content you could find at therichlogesshow.com, L-O-G-I-S, therichlogesshow.com.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Once again, just so everybody knows, I mean, I'm not a big Twitter fan. And I don't know how you heard the podcast or the podcast version of that or how that got to you. Maybe you could tell me that when we get back. But he heard that and he appreciated me using his article, which I use a lot of his stuff. So, you know, I was just thinking, well, I just get the source on the show. It's like having the architect from The Matrix come on, except this is the guy that really does it. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. There are just too many. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. So, earlier this week, we were just, you know, it's popped up on Twitter, and here we are now. My guest is Rich Loges. He is a radio broadcaster and a writer. As turns out, he's one of my favorite writers, and I just never had looked at the byline because I was just wondering who was writing all this stuff. So let's take, you sent me the link to this. Some of this stuff I'm stunned that I've never been able to contact anybody except for one other guy named William Snyder, I think his name is it. American thinker, but that's beside the point. Let me take you back to June of 2018 when you wrote Gun Lies, Myths, Half-Truths, and Conspiracy Theories, please.
Bill, one of my favorites. If I could just mention before we discuss that, thank you so much for all the kind words that you had. We've got a great production team here, and they monitor whenever my name or something we produce pops up online, and that's how we got to you. And when you offered the invite, I was very humbled and appreciative, and thank you for all the kind words. I want to offer a kind word just reciprocating here that I want to personally commend you on air. First time we're speaking here on air. I want to commend you and thank you for your work in helping to expose Operation Choke Point. And for those out there who may not know what that was or don't recall, that was a President Obama / Attorney General Loretta Lynch initiative at the Department of Justice, which investigated banks and financial institutions who were doing business with firearm dealers, pawn shops, some other companies that they just arbitrarily decided needed to be investigated. It was a perfect example. It was a microcosmic example of the Stalinism inherent in Democrat ideology. Lavrenty Beria, who was Stalin's head of the police state, he was the one who coined that famous quote, "Show me a man, I'll show you his crime." That's exactly what Operation Choke Point was. And FYI, it's exactly what this Russia scam is. with the president.
Yeah.
Show me a man, I'll show you his crime. And when you mentioned earlier, Bill, about talking about firearms manufacturers not getting political, I got news for all those. All those manufacturers, if they're not kept up at night about what's going on right now with Remington and the fact that just recently a state court in Connecticut made a ruling that the Sandy Hook victims, and they were victims, I am not in any way saying they weren't. It was a horrific event. Connecticut State Court recently ruled that victims and family members in Sandy Hook in Connecticut, the Newtown shooting, can sue Bushmaster for damages based on their marketing. So if you're a gun manufacturer out there, whatever your part of the business is, and you're not looking at that and you don't think it affects you, it just doesn't affect you yet.
Yes.
Let's not wait for it to affect us. Let's preemptively go after it, because if not, the Democrats will come after all of you. I promise you. If they're willing to go after the President of the United States and his family, do they not think that they're willing to go after whether they manufacture firearms or ammo or some other accoutrements that go with firearms? If they haven't gotten to you yet, they will, and we need to stop them right now.
No truer words, sir. I can see this is going to become a regular thing. I'm just sort of intoxicated just thinking about it. I love the writers, Rich. But you're a broadcaster, and let me point this one thing out. You know, I hang around with Mark Walters at Armed American Radio, too, and you guys that get out there and write, in addition to doing the broadcast thing, I got a hat tip to you, because that whole punctuation thing, that's just not for me. That's just not for me. But it seems, I remember, I was a big fan of Prince when he was, back in the 80s and 90s until he got experimental. But he always said that if you learned how to play piano, you would know music. And I think sometimes in our niche that we occupy, that I would probably be served better if I was a writer. But I'm not, so I'm not going to pretend to be. But you guys that do it, I mean, it's quite helpful to me in my craft. I will tell you that much.
It's my pleasure anytime, and please don't shortchange your abilities as a broadcaster on air. The article, Bill, you mentioned earlier, Gun Lies, Myths, Half-Truths, and Conspiracy Theories, the entire Democrat and Democrat Media Industrial Complex narrative, the collective narrative of firearms, is rife with all kinds of lies, all kinds of myths, half-truths. And right now with the declared candidates, to go at those individuals for a moment, what you're seeing with everyone from Cuckoo, Kamala Harris, Booker, Swalwell, what they're all doing when it comes to this issue is they're all jockeying to see who's got the most confiscation cred. And you'll hear, I'm going to make a prediction, you're going to hear, I'm going to tell you right now what they're going to say at the debates and elsewhere. It's not really that different from what they've already been saying. They're going to cite Australia's gun ban regarding semi-automatic rifles. They'll say assault weapons. The assault weapon has no actual technical meaning.
No.
It's a term that was created back in the 90s. Back in the 80s, by a quote-unquote activist named Josh Sugarman and his organization. It was called Violence Policy Center. It sounds so wonkishly noble. His center was financed by a nonprofit called the Joyce Foundation. Years later, after the assault weapon term was coined, the Joyce Foundation had as one of its board members Barack Obama.
And Valerie Jarrett.
On there.
Don't forget
Jarrett,
Valerie Jarrett.
That's right. That's right. So what they call assault weapons and assault rifles and weapons of war. Well, for anyone out there who's carrying, let's say, a Glock 19, and I have no financial interest in Glock. They're not paying me to say that. I'm just using it as an example.
Right.
If you're carrying a Glock 19, I want you to know you have a weapon of war.
Weapon.
By the way,
if you're driving a
Jeep, Jeep's used in war. So you're driving a vehicle of war, for those of you out
there. My God, it's worse than I thought.
Driving a Jeep. It's terrible. It's just everywhere around us. It's like the Twilight Zone. The monsters are due on Maple Street. Everywhere I turn, there's weapons of war, and we need universal background checks to stop all the private sales. I'm looking out my window now. I don't see any happening. No private sales going on today. Oh, you mean amongst the criminals? Well, let's deal with the criminals. No amount of crime has anything to do with our rights. It is not the job of government to infringe upon our rights. It is the job of government to uphold those rights. And you're going to see in the coming debates all of the usual lies and myths, from assault weapons to Australia. Don't forget.
I hope they bring up Australia. Right. You know what just happened in Australia, right? In Australia, they had a felon who he escaped from jail. He had a tracking bracelet on him, and somehow he found a pump shotgun, and those are part of the banned guns that they so fervently admire. That part of the program, that was one of the guns they banned in that. And he found that, and he went on a little rampage shooting spree walkabout, and that just happened within the last few weeks. So. And that's one of three that have happened since.
That's right.
All of that stuff happened. So, yes, I think they should bring up. And maybe we should be in there. You think we could, like, impersonate leftist, wormy-type journalists that look like we're going to throw? You know what? I'm about to run out of time. I don't want to do that. One more time, tell them how to find Rich Loges.
Thank you. It wouldn't be hard to be those Democrat media industrial complex people. Everything they say is predictable. Assault weapons, sure. NRA, weapons of war, an AR-15 can shoot a mile away. All the usual. Bill, it was my honor to be on today. Anytime, happy to come on. Everyone can find all my content, videos, articles, podcasts at therichlogeshow.com, L-O-G-I-S, therichlogeshow.com. Such a pleasure to be on with you guys today.
Pleasure was mine. Thank you very much. And thanks for reaching out. We're going to do this again soon, and I will be in touch. We got hour number three coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.